All right, I'm a big accessory guy. I think everyone knows that. Accessories for guys are almost impossible, though. You can't really wear jewelry, can't wear necklaces, can't wear, like, bracelets. It's tough. It's hard. We're not Johnny Depp. Movement watches. That's what you need. That's the big accessory. Every movement watch looks awesome. I have an all-black one. Doesn't matter which one you get, though. They're all fire. They are $95 where they start. They look like they cost $400, $500. That's what it's going to run you at the department store. These guys were two college kids, broke, didn't know what to do, wanted watches, wanted to look good, couldn't afford it. The brilliant geniuses that they are came up with the idea that, you know what, we'll sell them online. We'll just start our own company. That's what they've done. Now they've sold over 1 million watches in 160 different countries. 1 million people aren't wrong. That's just a fact. If you have 1 million people who agree on one thing, that thing's always correct. Well, 1 million people agree that Movement watches are hot as hell. You can get yours, say, 15% off because of us. Comes with free shipping, free returns. You go to mvmt.com/KFC. If you want to look hot this summer and you don't want to wear a necklace, you don't want to look like a Guido on the beach, you get a watch. Movement.com/KFC. Join the movement. I've been shown all alone, and I'm out of my home, and I doubt I'm out of my zone. I'm feeling right, I need the night, no, I need the mic, cause I'm pushing out these rhymes to the point that I ain't eating right. I go to bed and then I'm sleeping tight, dreaming about the day I'm in the studio and I don't need to write. It's just me and my peoples rocking out songs. Hot dogs are on the grill, who wants spicy mustard? It's KFC and this is Mail Time, the laziest hour of your day. That is my man Sixth Sense. The name of the song is De La Soul. Kid I went to high school with. Believe it or not, it's a portly white Jewish fella singing that song. You never really would guess that. It's the same guy who did Up and Up with the Understudies.
Up and Up is a banger.
Banger. Bang piece. It's a Mail Time classic. People went bananas for that song when we played it. So he's a producer now, I think, for a lot of people in the rap game. But
Me.
Yeah, something like that. But yeah, used to rap back in high school and we used to like get all high and eat KFC and go into the studio with them when we were white kids pretending to be black in the suburbs of,
to the studio.
Of Westchester. It was ridiculous. It was very strange.
You get up in the lab.
Yeah, exactly. It was like we were just pretending to be black kids, even though we were white privileged kids. We're throwing it back today. This is, Mail Time at this point has grown to the point where it's just a weekly show, and we're always talking about the current events and the news stories and the shit that happened in the past week. But if you remember, if you're a loyal listener and you've been listening from the beginning, you remember a lot of the earlier shows were lists and countdowns and original themes and shit like that. So we're going to do that today. We got a list for you. Today's episode of Mail Time is the biggest shams and scams in the history of humankind, because there's so much shit in the world that is so fake, so phony, and so dumb that people just continually do and think that it works, or they're, you know, that it's making a difference or whatever. A lot of dumb fucking people out there who get duped every day. And this is the list of things that are the biggest shams and scams. It was inspired, again, if you're a loyal listener or a loyal follower on Twitter, at KFC Barstool. About a month or two ago, I was doing Saturday morning tweets with KFC. That's kind of grown into a little something where, you know, every now and then on a Saturday, I wake up and and there's just something that my wife has done or I've done in, like, the world of relationships and shit that is just too fucking funny, and all the stoolies kind of relate to it. Anyway, I'm going on and on. A couple months ago, my wife, if you remember, got so hungover, she started to cry. She had a hangover that reduced her to tears. She got so banged up the night before, she wakes up with the headache and the nausea and can't move, and she opened up a ginger ale that was shook up, and it exploded everywhere, and that was the straw that broke the camel's back. She began to cry, because women are emotional, reckless beasts.
But, ruled by emotion.
But the point being that she was convinced, and she is every weekend, that ginger ale is going to cure her hangover. That the ginger ale mixed with Advil will make all the pain go away.
Like a magic potion or something.
Yes,
shit.
Like an elixir that is somehow going to counteract the ounces, the gallons of toxins now running through your system. And so we kick off the list of the biggest shams and scams in history with Advil, Tylenol, ibuprofen, over-the-counter, quote-unquote, painkillers. That shit, my friends, does not fucking work.
But you believe in painkillers.
Narcotics will, yes, in fact, narcotics will help you out. Some shit that the doctor will prescribe for you that is like technically heroin in a pill. Yeah, that shit works, my
like
friend.
Some shit that people would just do
for fun. Just for fun. Yeah, like the ones that I'm mildly addicted to, yes. And when I say mildly, I mean like kind of just flat out addicted
just
to.
Just full blown, actually.
That shit absolutely will help you. Some fucking Aleve that you pick up in the aisle at CVS, that shit doesn't do anything, my friend.
Like, so if you're hungover and you want to throw back a Percocet,
absolutely,
you're probably going to benefit from that.
That will make you feel better, for sure. When you take two Aleve, two ibuprofen...
Aleve doesn't even sound like it would work.
Like, Aleve's the one... Aleve claims that if you take two, you're good for 24 hours. Are you out of your fucking
like,
mind?
What does two Aleve do? Make you a superhero? Like, could you, like, go, like, have a boxing match and be like, oh, no,
I have two Aleve in me. The fact, you got to remember, you got to think about how low grade some shit's got to be over the counter at a CVS. That means any Joe Schmo can just walk in there and buy these quote-unquote drugs. Do you know how much the pharmaceutical the industry needs to cover their ass? So when they say take two, that means you probably got to take about 25 before you feel any of the effects.
Like if you can sell it in a bottle, they pretty much have to be erring on the side of you're going to take that whole bottle. And it'll probably like you know do some damage, but you'll still be sick.
You need to be right on the border of overdosing.
Right.
You need to just be like, I might die from this before you feel any effects of Advil. It's ridiculous that the thought that people are just, oh, I'll take two of these, and that will make the hangover from drinking gallons and gallons of booze the night before. That'll make it go
and
away.
You know how, you
placebo
know,
effect, you fucking idiots.
You know Advil is obviously bullshit because nobody's found a way to abuse it yet. You know how, like, even, like, NyQuil, they can, like, make into, like,
yeah,
scissor.
Yeah, Robotrip and shit like that, Robitussin.
But everybody's...
Advil doesn't do anything.
Nobody's, like...
Because it's fucking sugar
crushing
pills.
Crushing up Advil and snorting
specifically
it.
Advil. I think they have, like, a sugar coating. That shit tastes like fucking M&Ms now. That's just candy. Legitimately candy. And it costs a lot of fucking money. My wife will rip through, like, an economy-sized bottle of that in, like, a week. And it's, like, $50 for 100 of them. It's crazy. It's nuts. And I'll tell you what else is kind of goes hand in hand with the Advil. Headaches. Chicks with their headaches. Headaches are fucking made up. They're not a sham or a scam in the sense that they're not real. But sometimes your head just fucking hurts. That's called being alive. That's just called being a human. My head has kind of hurt me since I was like 16 years old. And you know what I do? I don't fucking go take two Aleve. I don't, like, have these made-up, like, witch doctor cures. What I do is I just say to myself, my head kind of fucking hurts today. And I just live my life because I'm a goddamn adult.
It's kind of like an itch. You're not like, oh, it better be something I can treat with this. It's like sometimes that's how your body feels.
Yeah. Sometimes your body is just not absolutely perfect. It's like, you know... I don't know why, but my ankle just like kind of hurts right now. I don't fucking know why, but I'm not going to complain about it. And I'm not going to think that some made-up pills that you could buy at CVS is going to fix that shit. Topic number two on the shams and scams kind of flows seamlessly into this. Coffee. What a goddamn sham coffee is. You.
I don't know.
You
don't
and
know
everyone else.
You, man.
You and everyone else who drinks coffee, flat out mental midgets. Mental midgets, my friend. You people.
You people,
racist, you people act like drinking a fucking coffee is like doing a bunch of lines of Coke. It's like you think the equivalent of getting a fucking macchiato or some shit from Starbucks is like blowing some yip to start your day. It's insanity how much you idiots rely upon coffee.
So you just wake up and you're like, I'm good to go.
No, again, I feel like a bag of shit, and I'm tired, and I'm kind of like, I don't want to do anything today. But you know what I do? I just sack up and do my job because I'm a goddamn, say it with me, I'm a goddamn adult. You guys who, when I hear coffee drinkers say, when I hear you idiots say, like, I like literally can't start my day without it. I can't function as a human without my coffee to start the day. You know what you are? You're a fucking pussy. You are a big fucking vagina.
See, I don't get the whole, like, when people are like, don't talk to me until I've had my first cup of coffee. Like,
you know what?
Like,
I'm not going to talk to you at all because you're a fucking asshole. Did you hear the words that just came out of your mouth? Don't interact with me as a human until I've had my special morning drink.
That's a little obnoxious.
What the fuck is wrong with
you? That's a little obnoxious, but there's a difference between, like, being how you are when you first wake up and being groggy and being tired and being like, why am I out of bed? And being a little bit better. And when you have a cup of coffee, you're just a little bit better.
And by a little bit better, do you mean like you're going to have to shit in 10 minutes?
Well, that gets the whole process going. You got to start the whole thing.
Think about how disgusting coffee is. Ground up cocoa, coffee beans or whatever, mixed with milk and then sugar? That is the most disgusting drink ever.
No, for real. Like, coffee is like, we're going to take some really hot water and run it through some dirt.
Yeah.
And that'll be like, it'll pick up some caffeine in it.
But you think about putting ground up powdered dirt in a fucking filter.
Well, I don't make coffee.
In a fucking filter.
We could get rid of a coffee.
You know what? Someone else does it. Right. Does make it though,
But I don't ask how they make it.
We're going to run it through this paper filter until we get like the grimy liquid that comes out of it. And then you can put milk in it. How many other drinks you mix with milk? Like, tea and coffee are gross when you think about that shit. And then then obviously it tastes like a fucking big dirty glass of water. So here we're going to put some sugar in it.
I will say, if you just mixed up like milk and sugar, I would be like, that's disgusting.
And what makes it okay is putting dirty water in it. Dirty hot water. Oh, now it's good. Now, not only is it good, like, it's the most popular drink in the fucking world.
Well, because caffeine's a drug, man. That's a real drug. That's not a scam.
You are such a pussy.
You think that caffeine doesn't do anything to you? Like, if you just slam a Red Bull, it's just like, oh, no, I feel exactly the same as I used to.
Definitely don't think Red Bull. When people are like, soda has caffeine in it, I'm not going to be able to sleep tonight. What the fuck? You can drink a can of Coke and you can't go to bed now? You're a mental fucking midget.
I don't have that problem.
It's the same thing.
I think it's because we used to drink like 16 cans of Coke.
We're immune to fucking
soda. And we also have diabetes.
I think it's the same thing as Advil. Like, I think there's a little bit of like a trace of caffeine up in there. I don't think it's enough to change your body at all. I think coffee, I should have saved this. Coffee might be the number one sham on the planet Earth. And Starbucks and fucking Dunkin' Donuts laughing all the way
to the billion dollar scam.
It's insane. And then I got people who say, well, if you had a real job and you did man's work, then you would need coffee. Bro, suck my dick. First of all, you're probably sitting behind a computer screen just like me. Don't act like you're fucking digging ditches and building buildings like some kind of construction architect. You're doing a dumbass job that's just as stupid as mine. And the fact of the matter is, you can't do it until you drink a special dirty water hot drink in the morning because you're a pussy.
I think we differ on the fact that you just don't think caffeine does anything. I think that these people have gotten themselves addicted to a drug. And are just like, I need it. Just like an alcoholic needs alcohol and
I think an Advil head needs to pop Advil.
And
if you're an addict, you're kind of a pussy too.
All right.
You know, it's just like, don't do that. It's a sickness. It's a disease. No, you just have no self-control. Listen, I'm not saying I'm above being an addict. I would just admit it and be like, yeah, well, I have no willpower. It's like what fat people need to admit. They just fucking eat too much food and they can't stop themselves from doing it. It's not genetics. It's just you have no willpower. So you're fat and addicted. That's my lesson for today. All the people who say it's a sickness are just a bunch of fucking liars.
Getting tickets for everything sucks. There's no two ways about that. Buying a ticket to an event, to a concert, whatever, is almost impossible. You want to go to concerts in the summer, too. That's what you do. It's how you take a nice little date. SeatGeek's the spot to go for that. They're the smartest, easiest way to get tickets to your favorite team's games, to the concert, to the show, whatever you want to go to. SeatGeek has you hooked up. They'll save you time. They save you money. The biggest thing they have is they have the grading system that tells you when you're getting a good deal. So you know you're not getting bent over the coals. Gets you the most bang for your buck every single time. Grades based on value, so you can immediately identify the best ones, like I said. Plus, every purchase is fully guaranteed. You're not going on Craigslist, getting robbed by someone that you don't really know. Every single one comes with 100% guarantee. Doesn't end with sports. Like I said, you got plenty of concerts, comedy, theater, no matter what. Any date you want to go on this summer, you're going to be able to get it from SeatGeek. Get the SeatGeek app, enter the promo code KFC. That's a pretty simple one. Promo code KFC. $10 off your first SeatGeek purchase. So not only do you get the girl on the date, you show her that you're frugal too. It's the best way to do it. Again, get the SeatGeek app, enter promo code KFC. $10 off your first SeatGeek purchase. You're welcome.
All right, so we got Advil checked off. We got coffee checked off. Let's switch gears here. This is going to be a wacky episode. I'm looking at my list here. We're going to be all over the joint. This is what I'm talking about. This is like true mail time. This is what – if I could do these every week, I would. But these are kind of hard to come up with and a lot more work than just talk about what happened in the news.
Send us that stuff.
Yeah, send us any ideas for lists and themes and countdowns and all that kind of shit. Those are by far my favorite episodes.
But don't be like – people send us like tell us like your top 10 quarterbacks of all time.
That sucks.
Like, no, man, that blows.
It's really at this point too. People are always like, "Can you make a list of like your on the blog of like your favorite fucking cookies and shit?" I think I've made like every list possible at this point. Like, go back. There's so many new readers who just miss so much. If you think of a list that you want me to make, I
give a few examples. Like, if you were like, you know, the most annoying things girls do, and then somebody sent you like two of them, it could
get the ball rolling. Yeah. Usually these things start on Twitter, where it's just like I tweet a couple, and I get some good recommendations. All right. So anyway, moving on to the next topic here. The closed door buttons on an elevator. If you think that those doors, I mean, there's no way you can even think it, because when you push the button, the door just doesn't fucking close. I can understand.
It works 0% of the time.
0%. We're 0 for a billion as a human race of pushing the closed door button and actually having the door close. It's like, I get, you know, it's the same thing as when you're waiting for the elevator and you're in a rush and you just keep pushing that fucking button, thinking that that elevator is like, oh, well, now he means business. Hang on, let me go faster for you, because there's some guy on the 10th floor who's really pushing that button hard.
Imagine they designed it like that, and it was like, it would almost be like a little video game.
It's like whoever is pushing the hardest and the fastest. I mean, that would be great.
You'd be like, Joe, get over here. Push on my elbow. We need to really lean into this one.
This elevator's not coming.
I'm in a rush.
I wish that was the case. If you could earn your elevator, that would be great. It's like survival of the fittest. That's America, man. Capitalism. That guy's pushing the button harder. I'm going to go get that guy first. But that's not how elevators fucking work. And I get that, you know, you're just antsy and you're in a rush and you're pissed off or someone's coming and you don't want to share the elevator and you're like, please fucking close. Please fucking close. I get why you do it. In your brain, if you think that's actually going to make the door close, you are a fucking idiot.
But I think the perception comes from the fact that there's an open door button, and that does work. So people are like, oh, the open one, and the closes.
The thing is, the open door button is, you know, it does work. There's some fucking wires and some gadgets connected to it, and it makes the door open. I genuinely think that the closed door button is just connected to nothing.
Like a dummy button?
It's another little placebo. It's just like we're just going to fuck with the riders and make them push this button.
It should be literally just like a decoration and like not even a button. Like, you should hit it and it should be
just
hard.
A little round circle. Yeah. Or they should just write like, this doesn't work, and leave it. And it's like a sociological experiment. People will still push that fucking button.
You know, it does. Like, if you open that little door, you have to like have the key.
Well, yes.
And you open it, and then
there's also the urban legend that if like you hold the door close button and your floor at the same time, that it works, because like that's what the firemen do. You are a fucking idiot.
I can
understand if there's, you know, a problem and the mechanic comes in there and puts his little key in, and now he's basically operating that shit manually.
Right.
Then the door button close probably works.
Yes.
And when you're just riding that shit, it doesn't.
No.
And the people at fucking Otis Elevators, if you've ever gone to college, you've done the Otis Elevators Harvard Business School case study. I don't know why that stuck in my brain, but it did. I think the people at Otis are like, I'm going to put this button in. It's not going to do anything, and they're going to push it forever.
I hope they're tracking that somewhere. Like, you know how like every iPhone is actually secretly recording you all the time now? Like, that's the rumor, that the government can just turn on your camera whenever whenever they want to. And
that's why I like cover up my webcam thing and put my phone. I'm going to flip my phone over now. I don't want people watching me when I masturbate and shit like that.
Yeah.
Fuck out of here.
But if I wonder if like if Otis is like recording this and just laughing. Well,
yeah, just
like
laughing at all these fucking idiots who will push this button. It's crazy to me, because it's like you can see the proof. You push the button and it doesn't work. Well, moving on to our next topic, closely related, but that's the difference here, is the push to walk button in the crosswalk. Now, that's something like you push the button and maybe you're like, well, it's speeding up the process. No, it's not.
It's different, because like when you press that closed door button, the door would actually close then if it was working.
Right.
This, you're like, you have to figure, you don't press it and it instantly turns red. You're like, maybe it's accelerating it, but it's not.
And do you hear how stupid that sounds? Like, if you walk up to a crosswalk and you push that button, you're like, it's accelerating the process. It's working. You're a fucking idiot. Like, you're an asshole.
Like, of all the rules of traffic, they'd be like, let's just put the people in the street in charge.
The world does not start and stop at your convenience, Donnie. It's not like you can show up at the crosswalk and be like, all the cars have to stop for me right now because I need to cross the
street. You know how much traffic little kids would cause? Like little 10-year-olds, they want to press every button they see.
The cars would never get to go. They would never. The traffic would never get a turn.
Imagine some little shithead kid just standing there making the light red on you
just
all the time.
Just because you want to push shit. People just love to push buttons, apparently. Just give them a button and tell them it does something. And even when we know as a society it doesn't work, we'll still fucking push it. But you think that the traffic system is just going to be controlled by regular pedestrians here and there. When you really think about it, when you break it down, traffic in general is fucking incredible. It is remarkable that the traffic system works. Really think about how many rules and laws are constantly broken. Every rule you can come up with, there are tons of fucking people who are just like, no, I'm going to do it my way. I'm not going to listen to you. I'm going to break that rule. And yet, as a society, I would say the vast, vast, vast majority, like 99.9% of people, follow all the traffic rules. They will sit there. Think about sitting at a red light. How fucking crazy is sitting at a red light? You're sitting there. There's no other cars driving. You're not in threat of an accident. There's not a policeman
in
sight.
You're like a quiet suburban town.
Yes. It's a ghost town. There's nobody within sight. No cars, no cops, no nothing. And you will just sit there, not going, not driving.
You could be
towards
late.
Not driving towards your destination. You're late. And you will sit there and wait for the light bulbs in a fucking device hanging above you to go from red to green before you continue to drive. That's insane! That is so crazy. There are people who will murder another human. They will say, this is against the law. This is morally wrong. I just don't care. I'm going to break this rule, and I'm going to end that person's life. That same person will get in the car and be like, well, I can't drive. It's a red light. I got to wait here for 2 minutes until this thing turns green.
Prostitution, drugs.
Murder.
How about this? I bet even the people who drink and drive
will still stop for a red light.
Not only when, so, like, you know, you're drinking and driving. At that point, you could be like, well, if I run this red light,
then you're going to
get caught.
But again,
but the next day when that guy's stone cold sober, like, you just broke a law,
biggest
risked
rule.
Your life, risked many other people's lives. But now you're like, oh, this light is red.
I can't do it. And you do, like, the funniest is when the people, when you're doing the creep out and you're creeping out into the intersection. And it's like you're slowly going. And
it's like now you've broken the law because you're like in the crosswalk. And
yeah, you're already fucking up traffic. That's the whole point. You're already fucking it up. And it's like the light, the actual physical light hanging above you has like a tractor beam or something. You're like slowly going, but it's still holding you back. It's like you're connected. And you get to the point where you're in the middle of the intersection and you can't even see the light anymore. You're looking straight up at the roof of your car.
You're asking people in the back seat, yeah. Is it red still?
Yes. You're angling your head so you can possibly see if it's gone green. Just go, bro. It's not actually holding you there.
This might be the scam that everyone has really bought into.
This is a scam that worked. Coffee and traffic. I mean, think about people not driving on the shoulder when you're in bumper-to-bumper traffic is nuts. There's a whole other lane right there. Perfectly good.
Paved it.
Paved. Drivable. You can just go around all these other cars, and you're just like, well, I can't drive on that shoulder. And, I get if you don't want to get caught by a cop. But, like, if you're looking and there's no cops in sight, or you know that there's never a cop there, and you're still just like, no, I got to sit here in this traffic. I can't go in that other lane because there's a solid white line painted on the floor that my car is not allowed to break. And I will not drive until the light bulbs above me are a shade of green instead of a shade of red. But, oh, let me go home and, like, beat my wife and do a bunch of drugs and fuck a hooker and maybe kill someone. It's nuts that somehow people have bought into all of the traffic. It's remarkable, really. But back to the push to walk button. If you think that, think about everything I just explained and how somewhere there's some like heads of
and
society
that can be overridden.
Exactly, yeah. There are some heads of society who are like, can you fucking believe that we don't get in that many accidents? Like, I mean, we, you know, people die all the time, but it's like grand scheme of things, There's really not that many accidents. And we're going to let some little fucking shithead push the button and throw a wrench into that whole system that we don't even know why it works to begin with.
I wonder when, like, you know, as cars were coming about and, you know, they used to be like little buggies that could only go 5 miles an hour. And then they got stronger and stronger and more people had them. And then somebody realized, like, damn, like, this is kind of dangerous. People are going to, like, crash into these. How could we control everyone?
Colored lights.
It worked. Whoever invited the light bulb would be like, everybody's stopping.
That, I mean, the fact that...
It's perfect.
Yeah, they must have been like, holy shit, these idiots are really listening to us.
When that law was first written, like, and somebody approached that light, they probably asked, they were like, even when there's no one around?
Right.
Like, do I have to... Just sit here
by myself, waiting.
Like, you could understand, like, if there was multiple people, you'd be like, well, it's not my turn. All these people are going. But when you're just at a light and there's no one around,
or even
I have to stop?
On the way here, I thought about how I can't turn on right on red when I'm in Manhattan, when I'm in New York City. There's some made-up fucking barriers where it's like, if I'm within these little man-made ideas of this town, I can't turn my car right. But if I cross the line over there, now I can do it. Insanity. I'm right on red for the rest of my life, no matter where I am. Fuck that. I'm done with red lights. I'm over red lights. I'm gonna drive however the fuck I want.
I wonder if you factored it in, if you know, like, if you just, because you probably won't get caught a lot either. Yeah. And then eventually you get caught, like,
that's it. I mean,
once or twice you pay maybe like $100 ticket, and it might be worth
it. The cops being deterrence is a whole other fucking shebang. Like, you're never going to get caught doing half this shit. You know what I mean? But she's always just like, well, the cops might get me. No, the cops aren't going to get me. It's really not going to happen.
Do whatever you want.
Just do whatever you want at all times. That's really what it comes down to. Yeah, I mean, it's like, it's probably like when people say you should just always go for it on fourth down. And like, sometimes you're going to get burned, but statistically speaking, like, you'll benefit. So like, one out of every 15 times you drive on the shoulder or run a red light or some shit, you catch a ticket and you get a fine. But the other 14 times your life is exponentially better because you're not an asshole sitting there in traffic, miserable and late and all that other jazz.
Well, on the whole car thing, how about safety belts being a law? I understand, wear a safety belt. You crash, like, you could get thrown out of a car. You should. It's definitely a thing you should do. But it being a law and people saying it's like for the safety of society, how in the world can we require people to wear a seatbelt and then let someone drive a motorcycle? Like a motorcycle.
That's a good point.
Driving in a car, like a box that is
a
built,
steel box, it has to the design
automated
to save
pillows
you.
That shoot out of it to keep you as safe as possible, crumple zones and, you know, reinforced steel. Like, you're in the safest thing you probably could be in. Or you could just sit on top of the engine. And,
couple
and,
wheels on an engine and fly.
And like a juiced up engine that can go so much
that
faster.
That is a good point.
And like, you wear like a helmet and that's
Do you
it.
Remember, I feel like seatbelts are so hot in the streets these days. I remember growing up like never wearing a seatbelt.
Yeah.
Like, right?
Well, I mean, don't think our parents thought of it as like a chore.
That's what I mean.
I'm pretty
though.
Sure dad used to plug it in behind him.
Yeah.
So that like, the bell wouldn't go off.
It's like more work for yourself. You're like contorting yourself in weird ways. Just put it on. I remember never wearing a seatbelt. And now it's like it's almost like wearing a seatbelt is very similar to wearing a backpack. Remember, it was like you had to one strap it.
Yeah, to be
but,
cool. Right?
But then it was like then it flipped to like you're trying too hard. So
right.
Just wear your backpack like normal.
Yeah,
it's the same thing. It's like just put both straps on your book bag on. The same way it's like just put your seatbelt on your car. Don't try to be a tough guy.
Right.
It's like reverse cool now, and I love how it's just like if you're in the back seat, you're not going to wear that.
Right.
You're 6 inches behind. I'm safe. I'm good to go.
No airbag.
And what's really weird, if you sit in the front seat and you don't put a seatbelt on, it feels weird.
Yeah, absolutely.
Sit in the back seat and put one on, you're like, I'm constrained back here.
Remember they made the automated ones that would like sling
back? That was another one. People used to like duck and dodge those ones. Like, it's a lot easier to just let this thing rest across your chest and rather than ducking it and hiding and shit.
All right, if you want to look good this summer, what you need is you need 5'4 Club. You weren't born being able to dress like I am, but the people from 5'4 Club, which started in L.A. where they know how to dress, they've been doing this for 15 years, since 2002. It's $60 a month. You get 2 to 4 curated, it's a big word, items of clothing to help your wardrobe out. Because, like I said, you can't go to a department store and you can't pick it out. That's almost a guarantee. The only way to get these clothes is to be a member of the club. You can't pick things here and there. You got to be in the 5'4 Club to get the 5'4 Club clothes. What you do to sign up, it's quite easy. You get a profile for every single guy. Whether you're looking for clothes for the office, the club, a lazy weekend, it doesn't really matter. 5'4 can hook you up. You get classic, you get casual, you get forward, or you get mixed. Whatever you want. Kevin's usually the casual guy. I'm a little more fashion forward. It all comes free shipping. They'll pick out your clothes, send them to you, no extra. What you want to do for that is 54club.com. Use the promo code KFC at sign up. Get a free pair of sunglasses with it, too. $75 value, plus $20 off your first month's package. That expires at the end of the month, so you want to do that right now. Again, that's 54club.com, promo code KFC, free pair of sunglasses for $75, plus an extra $20 off the first month's package. It's a $100 deal we're giving you right now. 54club.com, promo code KFC.
But yeah, so to segue to the next sham scam, the idea that everyone buys into the traffic system is crazy enough. Moving on to our next topic is the really the granddaddy of them all when it comes to just tricking people into believing stuff and following rules. Religion. Religion in general is the single biggest sham, scam, trabasham mockery.
And there's like a lot of different versions too.
And just everyone like... just keeps believing their
and
version
And then
of
people
it.
Will argue that like their scam is better than other scams.
And listen, one of my least favorite groups of people in the world is atheists.
Yeah.
Because they spend more time trying to argue that they're right than the evangelicals will argue that they're, you know, atheism is its own religion. And you argue and talk about it so fucking much, you're just as annoying as the crazy fanatics of Catholicism and Judaism and fucking Muslim and all that shit. You're just as annoying. You're actually worse than them, to be honest. So I hate the atheist vibe. I hate the people who are like, so let me get this right. You believe in a magical wizard in the sky and you eat his cracker every – it's the same rhetoric from these fucking losers all the time. I understand that religion can be very beneficial because it gives you like structure and it basically is the only thing that stops you – that has stopped like civilization from being completely fucking hedonistic animals because it's just like somehow back – way back when – everyone was like out of control. And the only way to slow them down was to be like, if you don't cut this out, when you die, you're going to be burning in eternal hell.
Well, that and also there was like – we talk about the 1% now. There was like the 0.00001%. It's like a king and a queen. They were the only people living like even slightly decent lives. And you've got a bunch of people underneath you. You take all of their money and taxes and you like basically starve them. You got to give them something. You got to say –
do hold all this out shit now because it's going to be awesome when you're dead.
When you die, it'll be great. That's how you control people.
But just the fact like, that people bought into that is fucking crazy.
Well, the fact they bought into it is because they didn't really have any other choice. They couldn't, the king had an army and was like,
do this. And,
listen,
yeah.
Trust me, eternal life. It's coming. You'll be fine.
And then I love when, you know, what was some like English king wanted to get a divorce. He's like, all right, I'm just going to make up my own. We're going to keep all those same rules. But my thing is that I can get a divorce. And everyone's like, okay. And that's going to become Protestantism. And that'll be huge. That'll be like almost as big as Catholicism.
Yeah. We'll follow that. We'll pledge our lives to that.
The notion that somehow we convinced billions of people to live a shitty, boring, fucking miserable life because shit, when you die, will be awesome is crazy.
Now, in like a modern sense?
I mean, yeah. Like, what you were saying is like when you were starving to death and it was just like, you need something to grasp onto. You'll just take anything at that point. When you're like 2015 and you're like a middle-class person with money and a brain and you're well off and all that shit to be like, yeah, well, but when I die, I'm going to heaven or I'm going to go to hell.
And
that
then,
is
and then
nuts.
Just the double standard that you'll just allow. You know, you'll just be like, well, I'm a good person overall. And you know what? I think for the most part, everybody is a good person. But are you going to follow the laws or not? Like the rules are do this, go to heaven. And then you're just like, oh, no, I cheated on my wife. But
I still think I'm going to get –
come on.
Yeah. I mean that's what's funny is if you really do believe in this shit, you would never cheat on your wife because you'd be like, the devil is going to get me. I can't do that.
Yeah.
But you're just like, I don't actually really believe in this.
Oh, wouldn't you just be a good person for a little while and then kill yourself and be like,
I'm going to heaven!
Heaven sounds fucking awesome.
So much better than this. Yeah. I don't have to even work in heaven.
And then conveniently, oh, no, there's a rule against that. Like, you're not allowed to do that. Yeah, you know why there's a rule against that? Because the person who wrote this scam doesn't want everybody killing themselves.
They need
that's
you to
bad.
Do your work and pay your taxes and shit. Can't have you dead.
Get
not yet.
Out there.
Yeah, it's so funny, though, because I can't honestly be like, nah, it's not real. You know what I mean? Like, in my brain, I'm like, yeah, no, there's no way there's a God and there's no religion shit. But if you really like hooked me up to a lie detector and you're like, do you believe in this? I'd be like, no, but I don't really not believe in it. Like, why can I not?
Well, that's because, you know, we grew up Catholic and we were brainwashed.
Right. Yeah,
so basically. That has a lot to do with
it's
it.
It's just one gigantic cult.
Right.
And I mean, there's plenty of cults.
It's like ingrained in you. It won't go away.
How weird is that?
Yeah. But that's entirely
possible. There's the Penn State cult. There's the Hail Bop cult. There's all sorts of cults. But the fact that we got billions of people in this one cult of religion is nuts.
But like you said, that atheism, I feel, is a cult
in its own right.
In its own right, too. Because I also think that people who are just like – that it's a little bit arrogant to just think that you know everything, though. I mean, like, I feel like for us to know that heaven is like the way it's written in the Bible is like that's so ridiculous. But it's also like there's a lot of stuff that we didn't know even 10 years ago, 20 years ago that we now know about science in that scientific right. area. And to just be like, we know there's absolutely nothing –
yeah,
it's also
like,
weird, too.
It's like when you hear – you always hear that story of how in, like, 1900 someone was like, we've invented everything that can be invented,
right.
You know? It's like, no, there's probably – we're probably going to learn some shit going forward
yeah, so
in
for
the next
atheists,
billion
like,
years.
No, we know everything. Because, you know, the smartest scientist, like Neil deGrasse Tyson, who I think is – I don't know if he says he's an atheist, but he does, if he doesn't, he says he's not a theist. You know, he doesn't believe in, like, any of the religions that have been defined. The smartest people will say, I don't know.
Right.
The assholes will be like, there is no anything after this.
Even though they're probably right.
Probably.
Maybe not.
But
why don't you shut the fuck up?
Yeah, because the smartest guys will go, we have no proof that anything happens after you die.
But
he goes, but I don't know.
It's like Miracle on 34th Street. It's like, can you prove that Santa Claus doesn't not exist? Right. So then maybe he does.
But that's not – yeah, like that actually doesn't really hold up if you're – talking logically, which a lot of people aren't when they're having this conversation.
Right, but it's honestly exactly the same, Santa Claus and religion. So,
yeah. No, like, that is absolutely the same.
When you watch Miracle on 34th Street, you're like, this is ridiculous. And then you finish the movie and you go to church. Well, you are being ridiculous.
Right, but you can't just say, well, you can't disprove it, so it is true.
No, but...
But I know that's what a lot
of people does.
That's
the scam of it,
though.
It just the And I, like I said, I totally understand the value of it and shit and why people in power came up with that idea. But the fact that they got people to believe it on that scale is just fucking
yeah.
Nuts.
Like, you'd think the first person would be like you listen to it, you listen to the story, and you'd be like, oh, wow, you know, bearded man in the clouds, takes care of you, always loves you, get to see all your loved ones. That sounds awesome. Like, how do you know this? How do you know this is true?
Well, and then
what proof do you have?
And he came down and told me.
He told me, and people were like, floated. Oh, word? He told you?
It's like, oh, I get it.
Oh, okay.
And I get it. And then, okay, so you got that dude and that dude and that dude and 12 other of your homies.
Oh, yeah, it's the
12 homies
think.
All believed that. But then, like, the 13th and 14th and then the billionth and the 2 billionth are all like, I believe it, too. It's like Scarface from Half-Baked. I believe him, yo. I don't know why, but I do. It's right. The guy on the couch. Yeah. That is God, is the guy on the couch from Half-Baked. Next up, biggest sham scam in history, recycling.
Recycling.
If you think that recycling is real, I got a bridge to sell you. And if you know what the phrase, I got a bridge to sell you means, please get at me because I don't really understand what that means. I say it all the time. It's like, why does it mean I'm gullible? Do you know the meaning behind that? Somebody once said, I don't know
like the real meaning, but
somebody
think,
like you give me all your money and then you can have this bridge, and then someone did it, and then they're gullible. Is that what that's about?
For some reason I associate it with the Brooklyn Bridge. I think it's like
I'll sell you the Brooklyn
You clearly
Bridge.
Can't sell me the Brooklyn Bridge, but like I will take Makes your sense. Money,
right?
And then you will
own the
think
bridge.
You have the bridge, but you actually don't because I can't sell it.
And that's why I keep you around. You fucking
I don't
clarify.
Know if that's right though.
Well, it makes perfect sense. So if that's not the definition of that, it should be.
We've redefined the
dictionary. The thought that you're going to put your bottles and your glass and your newspaper, if you still fucking have newspapers, in like this blue bin and they're not going to just take that shit and dump it in the same landfill as your food and all that other fucking garbage you throw out. I cannot even begin to imagine how stupid you have to be to think that there's some garbage men out there who's like, no, don't put those bottles with that garbage. Put it with the other garbage because we like to keep our garbage separate and we're going to turn it into like some other shit. That's nuts. The fact that you think that someone can take like a plastic bottle and somehow make like a pair of jeans out of that, you're fucking crazy.
I don't think that's what they're saying.
No, right? Yeah, no, because there's an ad somewhere. It might be on the subway or like bus stops. And it's like a like a Poland Spring bottle, and it says like, "I'd like to be a pair of jeans in my next life. Like, please recycle."
If you have jeans made of plastic bottles, you have some shitty ass jeans, man. That is some crappy ass jeans.
Reduce, reuse, recycle triangle. It's a holy trinity of fucking bullshit. It's just like Jesus on the cross.
How about though,
Father, Son, Holy Ghost? Reduce, reuse,
recycle. Isn't fucking garbage scary? Like, you think about how much garbage. Like, look, like walk along the streets of New York on trash day and just see the mounds and mounds of garbage. They're taking that and just throwing that in a spot. Aren't we running out of spots?
Yes, we are. The world is going to end soon because we're overpopulating this
but
shit.
But see, then I also think about, like, if you go out to some of the flyover states and just
– oh, there's so much garbage. There's so much space for garbage.
Yeah. So it's like we do have a lot of space, but we also are producing a lot
of
garbage.
I mean, think about fucking, like, Africa. There's nothing in Africa. There's, like, two cities in Africa. It's, like, Johannesburg and –
wherever all the Ebola is.
Cairo. Is it? Egypt is in Africa. That's fucked up, by the way, that Egypt's in Africa.
It's fucked up.
Yeah, like that should just be in the Middle East, and it is in the Middle East, but like Middle East shouldn't be Africa. You feel me? That should just Africa should not have Egypt. That's bullshit. But there's so much space for our garbage in Africa. It's like you guys have all the AIDS and all the garbage. You do that, Africa. So I'm not worried about that. I mean, eventually the world will end because of that. We got to control the population. But population control on mail time. But
what the fuck are we talking about?
This idea, I'm like, Francesca, this idea that there was slaves, this idea that you are going to separate your garbage and put it out on different days, and then they're not going to just take that in the truck and put it with all the other shit, and they're going to separate it themselves.
Didn't Bloomberg like say that? He's like, we don't recycle. We've been doing this the whole time. We've been throwing it in the same spot.
I don't even get – so what's the play here? What's the end game of recycling? Like, okay, so we've established scientifically, me and you right now, that recycling is not real. So why are we even pretending? Is it just like, is it a cover to be like, no, we're being environmental. We're being environmentally sound.
It could certainly be that.
And you throw out your garbage.
It's like a scam within a scam.
Yeah, like you throw out the blue bin, and then we're saving the world. And it's just a trick, that another placebo to make the world think they're doing good. Because I'm telling you right now, that shit all ends up in the same fucking landfill.
It's probably just costing more money to pretend we're doing it.
Because show me a landfill that's just filled with plastic bottles. Then I'll believe you.
No, man. I'm showing you the jeans.
Everyone's jeans are where plastic bottles go to die. I just – if you think that you're making a difference when you do that, you're a dick. Next topic. If you think you're making a difference voting, I mean, I can't even begin to understand your rationale that you think that the most important people in the world – are decided by the actual idiots that inhabit this earth. Like, do you think, like, I'm not, I don't vote. I've never voted. I'm 30 years old. I don't think I've ever voted. I don't think I'm even registered.
Wow.
The last time I voted was for chocolate ice cream in first grade. You know why? Because I absolutely don't make a difference. And you know what the response to that is from the fucking hippy-dippy voters? They're like, well, if everybody thought that, then we wouldn't have any voting and nobody would ever win. Dude, yes, we would. Like, the Electoral College or whatever that fucking thing is, it's all the smart people who know what the fuck they're talking about. They decide. And you guys think the popular vote means something. Why? Why? It doesn't.
We had an election where the popular vote literally didn't mean anything.
One time the popular vote said this guy, and the Electoral College was like, nah, bro, you're dumb. It's actually this guy. And everyone was like, okay. And here we are thinking we're all democratic and shit.
You know how stupid voting is? I went to vote. I can't remember if this was the last election. And like as I'm going there, like on the way over, I get a call from my wife and then I get a call from my mom. And they both ask me who I'm voting for, which you're not supposed to like – that's like faux pas. You're not supposed to talk about that, right? Everybody's supposed to allow to have their own vote. And they both want me to vote for two different people. And it affected me. Just the two most emotional people in my life. Just being like, I want this,
do that.
And like, yeah, and it mattered how that happened.
Trust me, it didn't matter because your vote doesn't mean anything.
Well, that's true, too.
It just...
But that's why you can't trust people because they'll do that.
I guess if you live in like fucking Florida, Pennsylvania...
Well, yeah, that's the thing. There's literally only a few states that matter
because everyone else is just set in stone.
Yeah.
Just fucking set in stone. Doesn't matter at all.
I wish I could remember. There's an alternative... It may even be called the alternative vote. Where it's like there are processes that are like proven to be much better than the process that we use.
Well,
it's basically like you get to rank them. Like, you get to pick your number one, two,
it's
three,
like a marry, fuck, kill.
Four category. Yeah. And it's like, so if you, you know, it's not like one or the other. It's like you can pick that third, you know, the third party candidate's never going to win.
Right.
But if you have like five candidates and you can say, I want this guy, but if he doesn't win, I want my vote to go to this guy. It, right. it opens it up more so you can actually have more candidates rather than you just got to get the two.
I mean, basically, they're working with the Barstool 10 star system right now. Just like vote zero or vote 10.
Vote 10.
And that's
yeah.
it.
That's it.
Ridiculous. And
you know,
and,
there,
and that's another
you know
thing.
There are better things on the internet for voting too, right? You don't have to just use the 10 star
no,
system.
No, the 10 star system is tried and true, and there's no fault in that. Here's the other thing. If you think that the people are counting all those fucking votes, when they're like, this guy got 999,612 votes. Like, get the fuck out of here. And maybe nowadays, you know, it's all computerized and digital and shit. Back then, I'm sure they were like, well, the first 10 votes we counted, it was 6 for this guy, 4 for that dude. So,
and we know we have about 10,000 total votes, so yeah. we're just going to
extrapolate and be done with it. It's like when people do the census. Someone walks door to door, like for the whole country, and we know down to the get the fuck out. You guys are so dumb. Everyone's so dumb. They believe in these dumbass processes.
Don't vote, says KFC.
And yeah, definitely don't vote. And if you do vote, it's like the atheist. Shut the fuck up about it. You're wearing your button. I voted. You're wearing your sticker. I voted today. Talking about voting.
That's like
the fuck out of here.
That is like, you know, when everybody says do your civic duty, that's just like buy further into the scam.
Yeah.
Go deeper down.
It's like
the
going to
hole.
Church. It's politics version of going to church. Trust me. Doesn't matter. Trust me. It doesn't even matter who the president is. Doesn't matter.
You know there's some kid listens to this who's like a political science major and hopes for a career in government and he hates everything about this.
Oh, I cannot even wait for the responses I'm going to get about why, like, the Electoral College is actually influenced by the popular vote and blah, blah, blah. Whatever. Yeah. Okay, guys. You think that – you know how many fucking meth head drug addicts are in this country? And there's going to be some smart-ass political people who are letting their opinions decide the most important shit in the world? Fuck out of my face with that. It doesn't matter who your elected official is. The world's just going to keep spinning. It's like – you really think that, you know, Bill Clinton had to do with, like, all the prosperity? Nope. You think that, like, you think that, oh, like, everything's Obama's fault right now? Like, thanks, Obama. Everything's Obama's fault? No. It's one dude who's, like, kind of making some decisions. The president doesn't matter. Voting doesn't matter.
Are you saying as far as government in general?
Yes. Government in general doesn't mean shit. It's all about the economy. The economy's going to do what it's going to do. When it's good, people are going to be happy and shit. And when it's bad, people are going to, like, it's going to be chaos. It doesn't matter who the president is. That shit's all cyclical, bruh. That's what's up. The guy who runs the Federal Reserve is the most important person in the world. Who's that now? I don't know. Used to be Bernanke, whatever.
Yeah.
That guy is making decisions that fuck with the world. Obama's golfing. And the next guy is going to fucking golf, too.
Yo, I can't wait till Obama's done. I think that dude's going to kill it. Like, I don't know. Oh, just, as, like, a personality.
He should do, like, he should take over for Jimmy Fallon when he's done or some shit.
If I could hear Obama say the N-word... I just want that wouldn't, so bad.
Wouldn't that be
I just
great?
Want him to say that.
I think about the minute you're no longer the president. Oh, what do you think the first thing you do is? Probably like fuck a hooker. But like the first thing you say, you know what I mean? Imagine if Obama was just like, I can't stand white people. And I can say that now.
Because
I ain't the president.
I think he's probably like a funny guy. Like I just can't wait for him to speak candidly and like crack jokes and stuff like that. Like they've all always been like these like kind of stuffy white dudes. I don't know. I think of Obama as like – I mean I know he's like a little nerd. He's wearing dad jeans and like, you know, he looks awkward playing basketball and stuff like that. Because he is like a nerd still.
Yeah.
But like I think he's like still the –
he's like the coolest of the nerds.
Yeah. I mean, he's a black guy. He's got to be a little bit cooler than the white guys.
I think the same thing about Jeter. Like the day he, you know, retired, he probably was like, I'm just going to do whatever the fuck I want now. He was basically like the president. Jeter was kind of like the president, all buttoned up like a fucking.
I think Jeter still has like more aspirations. Like I think he wants to own a team and he has to still stay a little bit buttoned up. But like when you were the president, you're done, bro. Like you hit the peak. They put you in charge of everything. Although, like we said, you're not really in charge, but they made you seem like they gave you all like the credibility of like you're in charge of everything.
Is there like a farewell speech when you're done being a president? Is that a thing? That should be a thing. Just for strictly what I'm talking about. Like Obama can get up there and just be like.
Well, I think there's probably the last State of the Union, and maybe he sort of does that. I don't know.
You need like an exit, though, like when you're leaving the White House.
We don't even know.
But did you see. Disclaimer, we don't know what the fuck we're talking about.
Did you see Obama when he trapped the Republicans with his speech where he said.
No, because I don't vote or think the president matters, so I don't.
But he said, I have no more campaigns to run. And the Republicans started cheering that.
Oh, and is it because I want them
both? And he's like,
yeah,
I know, because awesome. I want them both. I was like, awesome. See, he's got that little
swag.
And you know
he set that up.
Like, yeah, that was completely
like,
written.
Dumbasses are going to walk right into it. Mousetrap City by Obama.
Exactly.
But I would just love a fucking exiting the White House in, like, you know, dad jeans and sneakers, like you said. And he just, like, puts on a pair of shades. He's like, peace out, my nigga. You know? And everyone's just like, oh, mic drop. Like, I'm no longer the president. Yeah. I'm going to go smoke weed and fuck chicks.
Middle of July. Actually, it's pretty much late July. You're probably pretty behind on your beach body, but you've got one more month to do it. Whip yourself into shape fast with Beachbody On Demand. What is that? Great question. I'd never heard of it either. It's an online fitness streaming service that gives you unlimited access to a wide variety of highly effective world-class workouts. They're personalized to meet your needs. You get extensive nutritional content with over 100 recipes on how to make yourself skinny at home. That's the biggest problem with everything, going to the gym. I don't want to get off the couch. What Beachbody On Demand does, it gives you everything right in your living room. You can get all your workouts right there. It's kind of like P90X. I'm sure you've heard of that. Insanity, 21-day fix, all that kind of stuff. You get a free trial membership with us right now. Text KFC. It's a text. Text KFC to 303030 and get full access to the entire platform for free. That's text KFC to 303030, and you get full access to everything for free. Again, you don't want to get up. You don't want to go to the couch. You don't want to go off the couch. Do it all in your living room. Do it all at home. You don't have people laughing at you. You don't have people calling you fat ass behind your back. It's, again, text KFC to 303030, and you get the whole thing for free. Do it all in the living room. Beachbody On Demand.
All right. Another huge – we're getting down to the nitty-gritty here. We only got three left. Saving my favorite two for last. So this third one, the third to last, is probably just as big as religion. And the sham scam I'm talking about is the notion of monogamy. Monogamy makes no fucking sense. It's absolutely something a woman somewhere concocted just to try to trap you and slow you down and make you do shit for her. There is nothing, no other, I think maybe like penguins, and that's it. There's no other life forms on this earth, probably in this universe, that do monogamy. And somehow, the smartest beings
makes
in existence.
We find alien life, and they're just all like, no, we just fuck whoever
we
want.
Like, what are you, crazy? We're advanced life forms. Why the fuck will we settle down with one? I'm just going to fuck a bunch of them.
Or like, you can still settle down and commit to one thing.
But I'm going
to
fuck whoever I want.
But yeah, like... feeling good, being made to feel good. You can do that with anybody.
The most impressive, intelligent beings in existence have come up with this fucking stupid idea. Think about really how silly it is. It's just like if you put your dick into that other vagina, that is a huge fucking problem. Why? Why? Why is that a big deal, ladies? Where do you draw the line? You're cool with me jerking off to porn. You're cool with me, like, putting my dick in a fleshlight. Maybe. I don't know. My wife would probably be like, I think I'm going to divorce you for that.
No, I think she just think you're a weirdo.
But you're not breaking some moral rule.
How about this? You'll go to a spa and get a massage. Like, you'll let someone touch you and give you physical pleasure. Now, I know a lot of those end in happy endings, which a lot of women are not all right with. But some people even are. A massage on the up and up. You'll let another person give your
physical
husband physical pleasure.
Yep.
Massage your muscles, make you feel good, but not one muscle.
Right.
One muscle is off
limits. Do not touch that dick muscle. That's crazy. That is so crazy to me.
I think that's a lot like religion, though. It's like when – because, you know, all the Greeks and Romans and, you know, the – king and queen are having all sorts of – doing whatever they want. They're fucking whoever they want.
Orgies.
But they're
like fucking like
back
little
in the
boys
day,
and shit.
I mean, like gonorrhea and syphilis and running wild. Like you'd be like, you motherfuckers are fucking yourselves to death. I can't let this keep happening. I'm going to tell you that you're going to go to hell for it. And then, you know, we all know that religion just, you know, overpowered everyone.
I mean, that is true. And that probably makes a lot of sense. I still just tend to lean towards it was a woman who made this up and somehow tricked us into it.
Could be.
Because.
Could be.
Because the reality of the situation is you propose to your girlfriend out of fear. You do. You absolutely are like. And I don't know why, because it's just been somehow instilled.
Standard, yeah. You know? She's got it instilled in her that it's supposed to happen, too. It's not like she's like – I don't think anyone would just feel this way naturally, but they look at society.
Yeah,
and
it's definitely not natural because, like I said, no other fucking natural animals do this shit. They just bang whoever they want. Like I said, I think penguins basically get married.
Maybe turtles?
Could be turtles. I think I've heard about turtles.
Or like those tortoises that live like 150 years?
Yeah, no, they live like 700 years. Okay. They're like dinosaurs. Those guys were around with T-Rex and shit. Those guys are like, I guess I'll just keep fucking this because I'm like 700 years old. What am I going to go get some young turtle ass? I'll just keep fucking my wife turtle. That's just out of, you know, laziness, I think. Those lazy turtles. That's really what it comes down to is lazy turtles.
You got a big ass shell on your back.
And like, how do turtles fuck?
But that's just...
No, legit. True fucking question here.
I think there's a YouTube video of that, isn't there?
Yeah, but where is the vagina on a turtle? Because you have a shell blocking it.
I'm so glad I don't know that.
And obviously you can't lay on your back and do missionary if you're a turtle, because then you're a turtle on the half shell. You're stuck.
Well, then you got to trust that dude is going to flip you back over.
And he will, because he's been fucking poisoned by this monogamy idea. If turtles were really natural, they would flip that chick, fuck her, and leave her fucking wiggling. Oh, I'm stuck on my back. Oh, I'm going to go fuck this other turtle because my wife, she's stuck forever on her back.
And you just say, the next guy will flip her over because yes. I'm on to the next one.
Yes. That's how we should do it. I think dolphins orgasm too, right? They're the only things that have sex for pleasure.
Oh, yeah?
Think so. Think I heard that. So, you know, there's a couple instances of monogamy. There's a couple other dolphins do some weird shit. But bottom line is, we should all fuck whoever we want because fucking is the best thing ever. And to limit it to one person, you get bored and then you don't do it anymore. You know how crazy?
Yeah, again, the modern.
Bro, how crazy is it that people settle down and stop having sex? Sex is the best thing ever. And when you're young, guys and girls love it. And then you settle down with one person and you get sick of each other and you stop doing the most awesome thing that the world has to offer because of this crazy idea of monogamy. It's nuts. It's like, imagine if you got married and you just stopped drinking.
No,
like, I guess that kind of happens too, but
well,
for some
stop
people.
Going out.
Some people
sometimes
keep,
you up the ante.
Yeah, yeah. It's
on
like,
that side.
Here's something really, really awesome, but we're just going to get bored with it because we refuse to do it with other people and stop doing it.
And
how much better would the world?
It would spice it up so much.
So much.
You just like, it gets so much better if you're just like, we'll just
do you think that,
mess around a little
do
bit.
Do you think that like right now, if they were just like, okay, everyone, I got a little Men in Black device. I'm just going to flash it in the whole world. Turn off monogamy. You think you would just be cool with, like, your wife fucking another dude?
See, I think that's because we're all brainwashed.
Yeah.
I right now, absolutely not. Like, and I don't expect any woman to be like that. I feel like this is a very successful scam that has been perpetuated on the entire population.
So
I'm not blaming any one person. Like, it's not the same as like religion, atheism, where you can be like, you're dumb if you believe that. It's not like you're dumb if you believe in monogamy. I agree that it's part of society.
I think you are dumb if you believe in it.
Right, but it's just like you can't blame any one person for being like, you don't want your boyfriend. Oh, this chick is mad that her boyfriend banged six other chicks while he was in Vegas. Can you believe this? No, it's part of society right now. If you can...
Weird that it is all I'm saying.
It's a little weird.
I mean, what you said about, like, STDs and shit makes sense.
But now I feel like you don't have it completely under control, but it's a lot better than wherever this idea originated. When people were worried that they were, like, people with diseases were spreading, you know, everybody was dying because of it. There's a lot less of that now.
Which segues perfectly to the second-to-last sham scam of all time. The notion that Magic Johnson had AIDS...
That segue pretty good.
Yeah. Hate to break it to you guys. Magic Johnson does not and never did have the HIV virus. He does not have AIDS. Do you know how I know? Here's the science behind it all. People with AIDS fucking die. They don't live for another 30 years as the picture-perfect specimen of health.
Did you see the normal heart?
Yes. And that
AIDS is terrible.
Dude, that movie.
It's so bad.
That movie. Great movie.
Great movie, but
funny. Horrific though.
Yeah.
I was like, wow.
When that when they're in another town
and everyone's fucking in the street.
No. I'm saying like when whatever reason they're flying somewhere. I think that one guy's flying to take him. He's dying.
And he
takes him to see his mom, but then he dies there.
Yes.
And no one will
help them
dispose
because,
of the body.
Yes. Fucked.
Ah! Yeah.
That shit. That's what happens when you have AIDS. You die. Magic Johnson. He never had AIDS. I mean, there's just certain things that I don't need to see, like fucking tests and stuff like that to prove things. Just like, here's what happens when you have AIDS. None of those things have happened to him. So he doesn't have AIDS. I don't know what it is. Maybe it was that, you know, government conspiracy to fucking have somebody famous have AIDS. And for some fucking reason, I think the government just paid Magic like $500 million to say he had AIDS. I don't know why. Get it to like the forefront, you know? You know what it was? Oh, I know what it is. I know. I just figured it out. Here was some head gay guy, like the head gay in charge, the HGIC. And he was living that terrible life that we saw in The Normal Heart, like, and nobody would help him. So he was like, we need someone famous
that
to get
dude,
AIDS.
The dude that Ruffalo plays in The Normal Heart was like, he was like, why doesn't anybody pay attention to this?
And you know what that dude did? Normal Heart Part 2, he won the lottery and was like, yo, MJ, I'll give you $500 million to say you have AIDS so that people will actually help all these gay guys
dying. Your career's
done.
Jordan is taking over. You're 100%. Not going to win another championship.
100%.
Go with AIDS.
I mean, there probably is a fucking, I don't know, like 1% chance that when Magic was fucking thousands of women unprotected in Los Angeles, that yes, maybe he did contract
this
STD.
Maybe that's why he was the perfect candidate.
Exactly. I think this was like set in motion from the beginning. Showtime, he's so friendly, he's so funny. Just go fuck a ton of chicks because we're going to have to use that as our cover-up. So imagine if someone came to you and said, go fuck all these girls and I'll give you $500 million. That sounds like a win-win.
It was set up before like his career had started?
I think like when he got to the Lakers. It was like, this guy is awesome. Everyone loves him.
It was like a 10 or 15-year plan.
And if he has AIDS, they'll finally listen to us. So
was like Larry Bird part of this in any way?
So it's got, I mean, somehow, no doubt.
We got to do a conspiracy episode.
Yeah, that's next. That's a great one. But yeah, that makes perfect sense to me. Now all of a sudden everyone's like, we got to fix this AIDS problem. Magic Johnson's got it. And look, lo and behold, 30 years later, AIDS is like basically cured. I don't even think anybody dies from AIDS anymore. And MJ's just sitting there counting his money. He's swimming in a fucking tank of gold coins like Scrooge McDuck because he faked having AIDS back in 1992.
It was
tell me that doesn't make sense.
It was kind of convenient that his wife and kids and nobody was really affected by it.
Nobody got
like,
it.
Don't you feel like you would have heard from one of the chicks who got AIDS from Magic?
Yeah,
like,
absolutely.
Because he was spreading seed all over the place.
All over. There would be zillions of people who were like, oh, I fucked Magic and I have AIDS. Everyone. There's so many girls out there who are like, dodged a bullet.
I mean, just look
dodged
at
dodged a bullet there. I didn't get AIDS from Magic. Well, no one got AIDS from Magic because guess what? Magic doesn't have AIDS.
Because look at all the people coming forward about Bill Cosby. Like, I mean, if you got AIDS from Magic, I think somebody would have said something by now.
Yes. You lawsuit. I'm going to fucking sue Magic Johnson and get money because I got AIDS from him. But I didn't get AIDS from him because he's clean. Sorry. And it worked out for the best. You know, it's a win-win. We got AIDS awareness and Magic's not dead.
Yeah.
So in that case, it was a sham scam that really worked out for basically the betterment of the world. It's a win-win except for that dude who had to give him $500 million. That's a pretty hefty payday. That'll hurt your bank account, paying someone to fake having AIDS. I mean, he wasn't even gay. Come on.
$500 million is probably not a lot to pay to cure AIDS. AIDS was a problem.
Yeah, I mean, the other...
We've declared AIDS cured, by the way.
The other thing, you know, the other, I guess, 1% possibility, that he does have AIDS and the government has the cure. And they were like, well, now a famous person has it.
We got to give the cure
so
to Magic.
We can't imagine Johnson die.
I wonder if everybody else has been getting AIDS on the low and just being like, well, we saw all the attention that Magic got, but we don't really need that anymore.
Just
so
give me that cure.
You just throw them.
Call up the fucking White House and be like, we got a famous white person here with AIDS. Can we get that
not
cure?
Not even famous. He's just like a really good dentist. Like, we got to fix this. He deserves it.
It's like when they had the Magic fucking experimental drug for Ebola as soon as like a white person in America got it. That's interesting. Zillions of people have died in Africa. We can't figure this out. Oh, what's that? Becky Johnson from, like, Missouri has it? Here you go, babe.
She's a middle school teacher.
We got to save that chick.
She voted.
She voted and she recycles. She follows the traffic laws and she goes to church every Sunday. Give her the cure.
You have to reward good behavior.
Yes.
Those are really – all these things are really just tests to see if you will comply. And if you comply, you do get rewarded to some extent.
The number one sham scam in humankind history. My favorite story.
Oh,
my favorite story ever told, ever sold.
It's a real specific case.
Real specific. Drum roll, please. The biggest sham scam in the history of humankind is Helen Keller. The miracle worker Ann Sullivan teaches a deaf, blind, mute, more or less stump of a human to fucking like read and write and communicate.
She wrote a book.
Bro, she didn't write a book. We're talking about a human who is like 10% alive. She's 10, maybe less. She's got a heartbeat and a pair of lungs. And that's really it. You think that that woman learned how to fucking read and write and talk and communicate and shit? I mean, that is...
So what part do you think is the scam? That she was actually blind and deaf and dumb? Or
that would be the ultimate. I always just thought of it as like this is a story these people made up, and
like this poor girl doesn't have any senses, and we just pretend she can talk.
Yes,
but
maybe she's just
her?
Totally. Oh man, like Kaiser Soze, she could speak, she can do whatever, and she just the cameras start rolling, and she's like,
"That's gangster right there."
Ann Sullivan's like, like fucking leading her around like a blindo and shit. She can see the whole time.
What if she was committed to it, like, too? Like, what if somebody wanted to test her and just, like, threw something at her face?
She just had to sit there and take it
and smash it.
What's weird, and this is why I think it's, like, a conspiracy, I think you can, like, YouTube her and shit, but there's really, like, if that were true, which it's not, it would be the most remarkable accomplishment in human history, and there's, like, no video of it. There's no, like, famous footage of it. Also, here's another thing. Like, what year was Helen Keller born? Tell me.
But see, we're just like a bunch of people who don't really know a lot of stuff.
We're just not very well informed. So, but here's the thing.
I don't know if we can like go like that and have that be a fact or anything like
Dude,
that.
Right now, if I told you that Helen Keller was born in 1893, would you believe that?
Yes.
Absolutely. If I told you that Helen Keller was born in 1940, would you believe that?
Sure.
If I told you Helen Keller was alive right now, would you believe that? Maybe.
I it's worth consideration.
I mean, you could also tell me that she was born. What the fuck? My phone is calling Fat Eric.
This episode's falling to pieces.
No, I'm not calling Fat Eric right now. My phone's got a life of its own. You could tell me that Helen Keller was born in 1790 in England, and I would be like, maybe. I don't fucking know.
June 27th, 1880.
1880!
You were close on that first one. I think you said 1889?
1893, I think I said.
Okay.
It was 20 seconds ago. Neither of us can remember. when did she die?
Google!
We should know more about this chick.
68.
The bitch lived through... She almost saw the fucking Mets and Jets win. That's crazy.
Didn't see them win.
Almost.
Didn't see them win.
Yeah. You're going to tell me... That fucking, if she lived another year.
Is her? With the hat?
Could be. Looks like the Queen of England to me.
That looks like a regular chick.
That chick is not blind. That chick can hear. It is the most made up thing ever. And again, it's like magic. Like, I don't need to look at the test results and all that kind of shit. Hey, really, when you think about it, magic, the nickname, is probably all part of the scam. It's magic. We just made up this whole fucking story. It's like I don't need to actually see any footage or read any books about her
like,
or anything.
How do you take a picture
of
her?
Because what I'm telling you right now is that if you can't speak, hear, or see, there's no way to convince someone of anything. How do you explain what the fuck a color is to Helen Keller? You can't talk to her. She can't see anything. And she can't talk back to you. How do you explain to her what a fucking ball is? like, hey, this is a big round thing inflated with air that people like sometimes throw through a metal rim to play sports. Sometimes they have to carry it across a line on a field. Oh, you don't even know what a field is. You don't even know what a fucking – you don't know what anything is because you're basically a retarded fucking stump.
I see this picture where she looks like a regular-ass grandma.
Like, how is she in clothes all the time and
smiling?
Shit?
How do you get Helen Keller to smile for a picture? Smile.
Seriously, what does that mean? Hey, move your mouth. Smile. What's a mouth? I can't hear you. You're not explaining anything to me.
They said that the vibrations.
The fuck
like,
out of here.
Like, is Anne Sullivan sitting there, like, with Helen Keller's got her hand on her throat, and she's going, smile, smile.
And eventually smiling. She just knows that means move my mouth.
We just took a picture of you.
You don't know what the fuck a picture is. You cannot explain a single thing to Helen Keller if what they're saying is true. There's some fucking... I think that the famous thing was like she was pumping some water, right? At like a spigot.
She said water.
She was like, water, because fucking Anne Sullivan was like running water on her hands and mouthing and vibrating the words water to her. You believe that? Dude, just like, look me dead in the eyes and tell me you believe that Helen Keller understood what water was because she was pumping water on her body.
I think that there's like a chance that she just mimicked stuff. And you could chalk that up as, like, she understood water. It's like, no, she just...
Helen Keller was maybe, best-case scenario, a parrot. She was a mimicking parrot. If you want to tell me that Anne Sullivan took a deaf, blind, mute woman and turned her into a parrot, I'll give you that. Don't you dare tell me that she learned how to read, write, and communicate like a real human.
Like, this is a quote. This is a quote by Helen Keller. Quote.
Stop right there. I mean, what? What is a quote?
Never bend your head. Hold it high. Look the world straight in the eye.
Oh, so now Helen Keller drops rhymes. Now Helen Keller's an MC.
Look. She said, look. Was she like, I don't know what the fuck a look means. You guys are talking about look. That's like if you came down, like an alien came down and they were like, you know, just made up a word. They're like, strategize. They're just like, just strategize your flimity flam. And you're like... Let me say that. You don't understand any of this. Look it right in the eye. How can you know what an eye is?
You don't know what eyes are. I don't even think you have them. They're just like a big hole in your head.
She certainly doesn't think she has eyes because she's like, well, these things don't fucking do anything. All I got is a vibrating throat. That's like the only thing I know that matters.
You think Helen Keller fucked? Helen Keller had to be a virgin, right? When she died in 1992.
Like, isn't that the only thing that she has? Sensation? Like, she was probably like, let's do that again.
Freak. But how, I mean, you got to be a sicko to fuck a deaf, blind, mute woman.
There's
a lot
of sickos out there,
man. A lot of sickos out there. Would you fuck Helen Keller coming to you on KFC Radio this week? I just can't even take you seriously if you think that Helen Keller.
I feel like sex with a deaf girl must be kind of wild. Like, just a weird experience. Like, the sounds, the sounds matter. You flip her around and you can say whatever you want.
Yeah, that would be fun. Like, you could just dirty talk to the fucking max.
Imagine she's, like, looking in a mirror and she's like, I can read your lips. That was quite offensive.
Yeah, you probably have to – yeah, they probably have to, like, maintain fucking eye contact the whole time. I bet you it's really pretty lame to fuck a deaf chick because they want to, like, see your lips the whole time because of that. Bullshit. But it's also bullshit that Helen Keller was ever even remotely close to a functioning human. If you believe that, you are not a functioning human yourself. So that's it. Those are the biggest shams in history. I'll run down the list one more time. They got Advil, in no particular order because I kind of jumped around. We got Advil, religion, the closed door buttons on elevators, the push to walk buttons at the crosswalk, voting, recycling, Magic Johnson having AIDS, monogamy, and your girl, Helen Keller. One last quick one. We don't have to go into it too much. It was a sham scam that was awesome. Early 90s, Reebok pumps were just fucking awesome. You know what? I'll throw out air bubbles, too. Air bubbles in your sneakers, they don't do shit, but they're awesome. Remember the first time you got a pair of sneakers with the air bubble? You thought you were hot
shit.
It was,
like, clear.
Yeah. And remember the first ones? They were the Pippins that had air bubbles that went all the way around?
I think there was something called the catapult or something like that, and it made it look like there was the commercial made it look like it was going to make you jump higher or something?
That probably did work. If you have, like, a little springboard on your fucking shoes, you probably did jump higher. But the Reebok pumps, just tightening up around your foot, I mean, that didn't do a goddamn thing. That was pretty awesome, though. That's a sham we can all get behind. Awesome sneakers with a little pump-up button, basketball on the fucking thing. L.A. lights were cool. They didn't really say you were doing anything, but those were cool. And then the air bubble. You had, like, some special cushion. Remember when they popped? That would always be the worst. You popped your air bubble.
Yeah.
But again, didn't really matter. Those shoes still worked, didn't they? Yeah.
covered your feet.
Awesome sham. Awesome scam. The rest of them, go fuck yourself. If you believe in any of those things, you are an idiot. And I wish you the best of luck throughout the rest of your life, because you're probably going to fail at human life because you're dumb and you believe anything put before you. Drop the beat. Take us out. Hot dogs are on the grill. Who wants spicy mustard? Got in store, and I can't afford to not record. Cause things have never felt so uneasy, yet I never felt so goddamn sure. Despite all of those who don't believe me, and all of the things that I got plans for, you think that it'll stop me? Kind of a dramatic chorus from our boy Sixth Sense here. It's like, dude, we went to the same high school, bro. Like, we're I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. Just drop the beat and rhyme. Check it. There you go. I don't know. I have no idea what this song's about. I like the beat, and I think his flow is good.
Can you make his beat too?
Yeah. He can make beats. I'm trying to hold my
own respect to sleep. And gain in my ex-girlfriend.
That's right. Weird. That'd be cool. Yeah. Eskimo Brothers with a fucking rap, famous rapper. But
no, he's like Eskimo Brothers with the producer. Okay.